Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to want me.
Did not
hear you cry.
The song's over. Shut up now. No, I'm just kidding. Clearly, the song's over now, Judy. Okay. No.
You know what, Luke? Go eat some oysters, okay?
I wish. No, dude, I'm out. I'm out of those things. I ran out.
Oh, okay. I'll set up a PayPal and I'll set up a fund, an oyster fund for you. How's that?
Okay.
I mean, look, my pie fund pays for the two radio shows, and so, like, I don't get pie, but you need oysters. So go ahead and set that PayPal up, okay, honey? You do that. You do that for Mama.
Okay. Okay. I don't even know how, but okay.
We have so many guests in the chat room. Keith better tell me which one he is, because text me which guest.
No,
you are.
What fun is that? We need to just start kicking him out one by one until we get to Keith. That'd be fun. We'll wait till he freaks out. That's when we'll know.
I know, right? Oh, I know, yeah. I know. I just want to welcome everybody to Rapture-Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is your bipolar pastor, and all the members here are shady characters. And we just want to welcome you. We're so glad you're here today, sharing in the glory with us. I want to welcome Joe Greto. Hey, JoJo.
What's up, Joey?
Hi, Juju. What's up, Luco?
How are
you
doing
Lulu
on
here?
This fine afternoon/evening?
Myself included.
Joe, how you feeling? Did you get a good night's sleep, JoJo?
I did. I didn't wake up till afternoon. I was going to go snowboarding today, and I was like, oops, it's like 1 p.m., but I feel awesome. I'm well rested.
Wow.
Sound
That's
much
awesome.
Better, Judy.
What's that?
I said you sound much better.
Yes, thank you. I went on another hike. I didn't even have to take NyQuil today. Bummer. It's going to be a mellow show. Yes, Joe's my call, and we can bitch at each other that Jesus hasn't come yet and how much we know he's coming, but then every now and then we want to, like, we get to yell about it. It's really fun, huh, Joe? It's therapy, right?
It is. It really is.
Yeah. And then we always end our phone conversation with, but I know he's coming. I know he's coming. He's coming today.
Yeah, that's just the thing.
Oh,
I'm just so convinced
it.
Every day. Each next day, I'm just like, oh, okay. And then by the end of the day, there's so many more things convincing me. But
if anybody wants
that's
to put
not
their,
frustrated. It's, you know, it's a good thing. But.
Yeah. You want to see your lover. You want to see your King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You're an alien. You don't belong here. It's all good. Thank you, everybody that's calling in. I'm going to unmute everybody. I'm getting lots of callers today. Yay, we have Nick. I love Nick. I'm not unmuting you yet, Nick. And Keith is here, and so is Tana. And so is, 580. Is that Chris? I don't have the list in front of me. Is that Chris from Ohio, 580? Wait, who's 580? I know who that is. Anyway, okay. Oh, look, and Pat. Oh, my gosh. Okay, wow, lots of people. Joe.
Yes.
How do you feel? What's the Lord putting on your heart today? Anything?
Yeah,
ordinary?
I'm feeling pretty good today. Well rested. I was very roughed up yesterday, so I feel much better. I woke up like, ugh, but I've had a good day. Definitely just chilling with the Lord all day, which has been nice. I'm actually happy I didn't really go out. So.
Yeah.
I know. There's just so much happening. It's any time now, brothers and sisters. It's any time.
Any time, people. Any time. Luco, did you get it? Did you get some music written today? Did you post anything for us?
Writer's block. Sorry.
That's okay. The cat got your tongue, Luco?
Yeah. The cat got my finger. I had a hangnail.
Luca was up at 5:45 going to work today at Home Depot. Look at that. He's awesome.
And I didn't even take a nap yet.
Yeah, he's here. So
yeah,
glad you're
I'm
here.
Probably going to fall asleep pretty soon, like uncontrollably.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Well, we'll try to keep you awake for a bit.
Okay, that's cool.
Let's see. Well, let's welcome Carol in the chat room. Carol, let's see, is she bilocating? We have to give out our stickers. Nope, she's not bilocating today. I want to welcome Jason302, our Judas Trader. Love you, Jason. And JoJo, he gets a bipolar sticker. Go ahead and give him one.
On behalf of all CC and my very tired self, I present to you the Rapture Retort Sticker Award. Place it on your forehead, right hand, or butt cheek. And all God's children say?
Amen. And amen again.
Beautiful.
Oh,
I think Joe did that. Joe, placement,
I'm
please.
I'm running out of room,
on.
Lord. You got to come. I have no more room for stickers.
I know. His whole butt's covered with them.
I know.
Have to take
He's
my
got
forehead.
A band. A bandaged little rapture booty. Okay, we want to welcome Kenneth. Kenneth, God bless you, brother Kenneth. And Chris Slaughter. I think Chris is bilocating, so I could be wrong, but I think Chris is 580. So go ahead and give out a sticker.
You have to do it this time. We take turns.
On behalf of Rapture Centric Church, I present to you a sticker for bilocating. Please stick it on your right hand and your forehead. Thank you.
Okay.
Amen.
I want to welcome Raina to the chat room, and lovely Michelle, and Rojojo, and Rock on Water Roman, and Tana, awesome Tana, and Rhea. And Rhea, you sent me an email. Say yes or no. Can I read it? It's cool. Rhea's always getting crazy stuff. This church is crazy. Oh, 580 is Michelle. Okay, I take away Chris Slaughter's sticker, and I present it to Michelle.
Oh.
Michelle,
on behalf of all CC, I take away your sticker.
Yes, we take it away and we give it back to another.
I hope it didn't. I hope it's not. I hope it wasn't placed on the butt cheek because that's not reusable.
It's
a waste
yeah,
of a sticker.
That's true. Especially if you were just working out and then it's a sweaty sticker. Oh. I don't like that. Okay. So anyway. Awesome. So we're so glad everyone's here today. We are waiting for the Lord to come together, and we're in a cheerful mood today because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And some people want to shoot a gun right through their head, and that's okay, too. You're welcome to be here. We'll cheer you up by the time this is all over. Chris is like, I know, Chris, life's not easy. Call in. But, you know, by the time this is over and you're done in the chat room, you'll be smiling. Come on now. Jesus is coming. You know, you can be depressed. Me and Joe were on the phone last night. We were depressed for, like, what, 20 minutes we bitched, and then after that we were happy. So it's all good. Get it out, and then move on because he's coming.
The Lord is coming.
He really is. He's coming.
People get ready. Jesus is coming.
Yes. People get ready. Soon we'll be going home. You know it. You know we're going. Okay. So let's just welcome our King and Savior. And we love you, Jesus. We love you, love you, love you. We thank you that you have given us this church that you are delighted in and pleased in. At least that's what you tell me. And I love you that you are here with us. And we welcome you to move however you want to move. And come. We love you, Lord. So, anyway, I'm laughing because someone just sent me a funny inbox. Okay, I saw that, Jason. Judas, he's a traitor. He's trying to distract me from my prayer. You devil. Judas, you devil. Go away.
Get thee behind thee, Jason.
He's accusing me of leaving the chat room and talking to him and calling Joe. Okay, look, you know what? This is a really close family. If you got a phone, Jason, you could be on the phone with us. By the way, I give out my
yeah.
name. Anybody here? That has a phone, you can do like 3- and 4-way calls. It's kind of like a mini RCC. We do that.
Wait, are you giving out the walkie-talkie number or the real number?
I give out both of them.
That's a very important thing. If she gives you a number that starts with 205, there's no point. Just saying. So,
it's 408.
It's all spam. It's all a spam. She just wants your money.
No, but some of my favorite times is when we're on 3- and 4- and 5-way calls because it's a little more intimate. And if you need encouragement or you want to share stuff, feel free. You know, we're just all here together waiting to go. And there is. My 408 number is my walkie-talkie number. I'll put the number.
Oh, yeah,
the other
sorry.
Number in
I was thinking of – I got your number confused with Katie's number. She's 205.
I know. Oh, I got to talk to Katie today. I want to give a Katie update. She'll try to be here. Katie's doing great, you guys. She always is doing great, okay? She's waiting for the Lord. She loves him. And she is just, you know, she's in school right now and getting ready to graduate and stuff like that. So she's doing great. She's excited about the Lord coming. She's been sort of preoccupied with some family things and relationship things, which are all very good. And, yeah, so... But I got to talk to her for a good long while today, and that was really nice. So, yes, and we want to give a shout-out to Red X. We love you, Red X. We hope you're listening, and we want you to come back as the Lord leads because we lovers you. So we hope you come back. okay? Because everybody in the chat room is, like, begging for you. And I've already begged her on email.
Back.
You can
yeah, blame
we
should
it do that song.
Big comeback.
Yeah. That's so her song. Oh, I want to thank Tana for doing the morning show so beautifully, Tana. You're so amazing. Thank you, Tana. I listened to the morning show today, and it was wonderful. And thank you. Thank you. Jesus Christ is just thrilled that we can keep this going, you know, until he gets here. He loves to pour out. I love to hear everybody's revelations. And, yes, so let's see. Anything else going on that I need to mention before we start? Wait, did Rhea say I could share the email? I never – is Rhea letting me share? That was yesterday. I don't know. Okay. So if you're a guest in the chat room, Rhea said yes, I can share it. Okay, good. If you're a guest in the chat room, could you please, I'll give you 15 minutes to go make an account. Keith, text me the number, the guest number that you are, if you know it, so I don't have to box
no,
them.
No, Keith needs
to
make an account because that's creepy. I don't care if it's
Keith.
Well,
the thing is, I know, but
he watches and doesn't type back.
Oh, hey, Luco, let's make a video tonight about how to do that because there's a few people that just still can't do it, so we can just make a how-to video. How's that? We can do that for people. I like that.
Okay.
Okay. Because some people still can't get in chat. I know. Stop it. Don't think they're...
I didn't even
stop
say
it.
Anything.
Luco, stop it. Some people swear it's like a really hard thing to do. Oh, okay.
Anyways.
But if I
like how
you
just assumed
guest,
I was going to make fun of him. Like,
just so
understand.
You know, like, if you're a guest and I kick you, it doesn't mean you can't listen to the show. You can certainly listen to the show, okay? It's just that we talk, yeah, you have to have, like, a VIP card, okay? If you can't, yeah, it's a how-to vid for retards that can't make usernames and passwords. That's how that's going to be our me and
yeah.
video. Okay?
Like rapture-centric for dummies.
How to log on the retard show. Okay. So, but, yeah, it's cool. We're going to go ahead and do that for you. But, you know, if I kick you as a guest, you still hear the show. You just don't get to spy on us. Because, see, there's a lot of intimate stuff going on here, okay? And people talk. They share their heart. They share their lives. And we're family. So when we have, like, just a random person looking on and we have phone numbers we share and stuff, it's just you need to make yourself a username and become family, okay? Keith is the only exception because we haven't been able to help him yet. So he's guest 1170, so I'm not gonna bump 1170, okay? I'm not going to do that. So let's – I'm going to read Rhea's thing. I'm going to kick everybody else right now. So go make yourself a little username. And if you can't figure it out, we're going to make a video tonight, and that's going to be really sweet. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Let's go. All right. Okay.
All right.
We're
going to read
yeah.
that precious email.
Family that we all know and love. And Alana is no-show 195, just so everybody knows. Okay, that's Alana. And let's see. Okay, let's get to the email. Okay, so Rhea, I wish... people would call in. Okay, Rhea, here you go. I'm going to read it, but wouldn't you guys love to hear Rhea's voice, yes or no? Yes, right?
Yes. I want to hear
I
her
wish
breathe.
I wish she would call in.
That
so
sounds
kind of
creepy, actually. If you don't know the details of that, I'm not being creepy. Like, I don't just want to hear her breathe. Like, no, apparently she used to not be able to really breathe very well, and God, like, fixed it.
Oh, yeah, no,
so,
she's still healed on that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not just like, I want to hear her breathe. No, like, it's not in a creepy way.
I know, I get it. That's cool. Yeah, no, she had a dramatic healing, actually. She's still excited, I'm sure of it. But, yeah, I want to hear her breathe, too. But it's cool. I'll share what she wrote. She said, encouragement. God keeps showing me stuff. I have a notepad page where I copy and paste world events to share with relatives. I'm warning about coming judgment today. I copied this headline, and then look what appeared at the top of it. I didn't type, and here's what appeared, dominoes. And she has, I have no idea how it got there on my notepad page, but it said dominoes.
Whoa.
Okay. Not yeah, I know, right? That's so cool. Not in dominoes.
She needs pizza.
Actually,
that's what it means. No.
Actually, I just
no,
thought
I
said dominoes. That's funny. Anyway, it says hundreds of earthquakes strike central Idaho, strongest, including strongest in 10 years. Am I supposed to read the whole thing? Okay.
I
should
say the major points.
Okay, it says...
Or you read the whole thing.
April,
that's cool.
Okay, Tuesday the 15th, hundreds of low-level... So I think that was the main point, is that that came up without her typing it. So that's cool. And then it says, hundreds of low-level and medium-sized earthquakes have struck central Idaho since last month, puzzling geologists who wonder whether the ruptures portend a much larger tremor to come or are merely the rumblings of a seismic fault previously thought to be dormant. Dominoes? Now here's Rhea saying dominoes. This is God saying... What is happening in Idaho is part of the domino stack getting ready to fall. Hope this encourages you. Yes, it does, Rhea. It really does. Love you and Bubs, too. Oh,
Bubbies love you, too, Rhea. And I just want to let you know that when we get to heaven, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like you to go on a walk with me, and we can hang out. I love you, Rhea.
And then she wrote, P.S., confidential. Should I read what she wrote, confidential?
No, it says confidential.
Oh my God, it's juicy. I can't.
Is it really that juicy?
Right, I get.
She's like, God actually like took me to heaven and then took me back here. It's like something like that. Like, what?
You know, people sometimes like think they have to confess their sins to me. I'm like, whoa, back up, stop. I don't want
to. Dude, Judy was confessing some sins to me today.
Oh, crabby. Luca, please don't talk about it. That's
going
to be so embarrassing. Okay, all right. Okay, I did sin, and I did tell Luca I sinned. Okay, so I've been really into my, like, rapture hag status. Like, really, I've never been a hag, ever. I'm a stay-at-home rapture hag, and I've been at this for 150 days, I think it is, and since the sun, since the Lord fell on my son November 19th, I haven't had my hair done, okay? And so... I get like highlights in my hair, and so yeah, it's been turning like gray and brown, and then like the ends are blonde, and it grew like 6 inches, so I look really hagged out. And I was enjoying
Can I give the short story?
Yeah, go ahead, give the short story.
Okay, long story short, she's a hot mama again.
Yeah, dude, I like gained 30 pounds. I became a chubby cherub. That was really fun, but I lost 20 of it already. And guess what? I got my hair done today, and I was so pissed off because I don't have a car. So I had to walk to get my hair done, okay? And I backslid. I mean, I'm supposed to be a chubby cherub rapture hag, and I couldn't take it anymore. My son, my sister, they're like, you might want to get your hair done. I mean, we have to look at you, you know? And I was wearing a baseball cap.
We have to look at you, Judy.
So I got my hair done for the first time since, like, the Lord was going to take us. I'm so excited. He is taking us. I'm just letting you know. He wanted me to get my hair done. I kind of felt it. I kind of felt like God was like, I'm tired of looking at you too, sweetheart. Just kidding. He would never talk to me like that. He would. No, seriously. God thinks I'm really cute. Like, he does. Like, he likes me with... like ugly gray and brown hair mixed in with blonde, okay? But now it's all blonde and highlighted, and I have sinned. But, yeah, you guys, don't confess your sins to me or anybody. Like, just go to God. He's not, you know, like, you don't. But, you know, it does say in the Bible, it does say that sometimes there's healing when you confess your sins one to another, but don't take that out of context, okay? Just healing comes in friendship and laughter and what we have here at RCC. That's where the healing comes, okay? You don't need to sit there and tell people all your deep, dark secrets. That's what God's for, okay? You tell him all your crap, and he loves to hear it, and then you're not going to have somebody knowing all your deep secrets because really, you know, all we need to know is the glory because, see, all this fellowship and love, that's what brings healing. No, I didn't disobey God, Carol.
The thing is, though, is in this church, people already can, like, tune into our secrets.
Oh, I know. Like, people get on the phone and say, why did you sin today? I know. I feel you. I feel you. Keith is
all
over.
Yeah, you've even done that to me before. You're like, I knew, Luke. I knew.
Oh, yeah. I caught Luke going to sin once. I did. I caught him in a sin. I'm all...
I was like, was it the day before yesterday? You're like, yeah. And I was like, wow.
My son's all upset. He goes, Mom, you didn't disobey God. I go, it's a joke, honey. It's a joke. I didn't disobey him by getting my hair done. Actually, I think God was trying to get me to get my hair done for a while, but I'm like, why? You're coming. So I guess I'm going to have a more seamless transition, you know, into heaven because I'm going to be some glorified. So Luco confessed his sin to me, but it was so funny because when he did, I already knew it.
I didn't even confess it. She confessed it for me. to me.
I know. I was like, I already know what you did, son. Why are you hiding? Come out of the closet. Come out. And then we laughed our heads off. You guys, God is not sitting here concerned about your sin, okay? I'm just trying to tell you, like, he loves you. He's your friend. He's the one that can only take care of your sin issue, okay? And he has to do it. 5 years ago when I left the church, he's like, yeah, you can sin. I was like, I'm not God. And he was like, because what happened?
You know what I just realized?
What?
Okay, this is something my dad always, like, you know, complained about this whole online church thing. He was like, he was always like, how are you going to be accountable to them, and how are they going to be accountable to you, you know? And I was like, what are you talking? And then, like, now it's like, oh, snap, dude. Technically, we are being accountable to each other because people freaking just know things out of the blue around here, dude. I'm not even kidding. It's kind of creepy.
Right.
It's like, call somebody up, like, hey. It's like, oh, snap.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's kind of considered being accountable to people.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like, in
yeah.
a way.
Well, that's
like,
a good point. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was just saying because, like, he thinks that, like, a church should, like, you know, keep each other in check. Apparently, that's what he always thought. And that's kind of, like, in a way, what we're even doing for each other. But the thing is, though, is it's like we're not going out looking for the wrong in people. Like, God will just, like, let us know if we need to talk to somebody about something, you know? Kind of like
exactly.
what a church would do.
Exactly. It's healing. It's friendship. It's fellowship. It's
yeah, like, you
wonderful.
You weren't, like, all pissed off at me, Judy. You were, like, laughing. I was like, whoa.
I know. He thought I was laughing my freaking head off because God already had, like, spoken to me and stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God. He is innocent. Rojo, Luco was a bad, naughty boy, and he sinned, but he's as innocent as the driven snow. He's pure and clean and spotless. Rojo's in the chat room freaking out. She's like, Luco sin? You're kidding,
oh
though.
My
just
gosh.
Kidding, Luco.
Dude, are you kidding? Okay. I was like,
so,
no, you're shocked that I sin? You have to be very confused. So,
okay, so I want to welcome Stacy to the chat room. Welcome, Stacy and Gemma, ukulele Gemma. Ukulele, she plays the ukulele. She's beautiful. Me
ukulele.
And Gemma are donating our vital organs. And so she can't donate her heart because she has a broken heart. But she's going to donate her liver, kidneys, and lungs. And I'm going to donate mine. We're going to do it. Yeah, we're going to donate them in May if we're still here, which means that,
you're
actually
going to donate things?
Yeah.
That's intense.
And I'm going to donate my heart and my, heart and kidneys. I'm going to die.
Okay, have
fun.
I know. Yes. No, I thought you could live without your heart.
Like you do already, lady. You don't have a heart. I've been told that. I've been told
I have
a
battery.
I'm
battery powered now.
You're battery
powered. Yeah.
I know. Oh my goodness.
Like
there's
Michael
so many
Jackson.
People on the line right now. Okay. So anyway, Luco. Yeah. So you guys, honestly, let's just get real for a minute. Revelation 3:11. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have so that no one may rob you and deceive you of your crown. Lord, we're so excited that we're holding fast to you together as a body. We know you're coming. And in these last moments, I just remember the vision that you gave little John. Back a couple months after this started, little John, everybody, had a vision of all of us running toward the finish line. And then as we were getting near the finish line, we went to a slow trot. So we weren't running as fast, kind of like we are right now, guys. And he saw us sort of trotting to the finish line, and then we all fell over the finish line. So we didn't stumble and fall before the finish line, but we were trotting slower, and then we all fell over the finish line. So that means we made it. So that's so prophetic because a lot of us are getting a little, you know, you're getting exhausted.
Dude,
like,
I always felt like I was like on the ground holding on to someone else's ankle as they're running to the finish line. I was, like, getting
See,
dragged like,
Rojo?
The whole way there, like,
See, Rojo, he's a sinner. That's the kind of stuff Luco does. He brings other people down.
No. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Carol,
yep.
Carol in the chat room says she's donating her physical pain and her disease to Satan. That's a good one.
Oh, that's awesome. And, I thought you were going to say it to somebody else. I was like, geez, that's horrible. But then you're like, Satan. So.
I'm kind of glad I didn't shave my hair. Like, I really wanted to shave my whole head because I have really long hair, and I thought it would be nice to give it to cancer people. But my son, I'm glad I listened to a 10-year-old prophet because it's kind of fun. Like, I got my hair colored today, and I feel like, I don't know, it just feels fun. But it's hard to feel fun when I don't want to be here, but it's just, it's made it maybe 2% better. I don't know. Whatever. I'm going to put my dog
Just down. Shave half your head. You have half your hair away.
Yeah.
Like a new look.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You're not going to believe this. Rhody called. And he just hung
Let me guess.
Up. I just told him to call, and he called, and now he hung up.
Yeah,
because
he probably heard
called.
About the stupid conversation we were having. He's like, what are they talking
Dang
about?
Dang it. Rhody, you need to call back. Hey, Rhody, I asked Rhody to call because I like his new video he just made, and he called, and he hung up. So, Rhody.
Yeah, he probably thought we were, like, talking about some fashion show or something. You like, called
oh, wait.
Like, what are they
oh,
talking
he didn't,
about?
He didn't hang up. No, he's here. Hi, Rhody.
Hi, what's up, Rhody?
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, Rhody.
God bless you.
God bless
we're
you, love.
So glad you're here. So glad you're here. Yeah, I'm so glad you called in. So let me let everybody on the line in case they have any questions. But, Rhody, we're just going to love to hear you share about your revelations for this month. So I want to welcome Nick. Before you share, I want to welcome Nick. I want to welcome Keith. Everyone's unmuted. I'm going to welcome Tana.
Hello.
And
Hello.
Hi, sweet. And hi. And then I want to welcome Michelle.
Hi.
And, yeah, so that's on the line. We have a bunch of people in chat. You guys all want to say hi to Rhody?
Hi, Rhody.
Hey, Rhody.
Hi, Rhody.
Hey. God bless you all.
Say hello, people.
Hey, I was listening about the donations. I like to donate my whole body if they can find it.
Yeah. I hope you know. I'd like to donate my body.
Luca, they don't want your body.
They can only find it. I hope they
Yeah,
do
be like,
find
they,
it.
They say I'm underweight. They wouldn't accept me. They're like, this is unhealthy.
You know, I know where to find
I'm not going to help anybody.
I know where to find Rhody. We're going to find him in a pumpkin field. Huh, Rhody?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, he's like curled up by a pumpkin, like,
fetal
position.
I was praying there the other day, and the police came in, like, what the heck are you doing here in this field alone? You trying to steal the pumpkins here? I think they got zucchini now. And the guy's like, trying to steal the vegetables here. I'm like, sir, I am praying here. There is noise in the city. This is the only place where you can find. So you can scream out loud and look at the stars. And he's, oh, okay.
Oh,
so they left.
I think fondly of those days, Rhody. Me and Rhody used to call me, like, back in December when we knew the Lord was coming, and he'd call us from a pumpkin field late at night. And I just would picture you out there, Rhody, in the pumpkin field. It's good memories, huh? We've been through a lot.
It's actually only good when it's kind of cold or windy, because otherwise mosquitoes will eat you.
That's true, the mosquitoes.
Just eat them back.
I got to tell you guys, the you know, back a few months ago, the Lord spoke to me, and, you know, he gave me clear understanding that he was going to come in like the first time he came in. The first time he came during the census of Caesar Augustus. And he told me the Obamacare is a taxation as well. So I went. I mean, I had revelation right on the spot, and I realized that, you know, it was March 31st, the deadline, which I think they actually extended it 15 days, which is actually even more convenient because we're not gone yet. But I did some search in Google, and little did I know that they had used the exact verbiage, the exact word of census in the Obamacare, because since the Obamacare is actually something imposed to the American people, and of course you cannot impose any medical or any kind of thing to the people because we live in a democracy. What they did is they did it just through a census, a taxation, and in that way it does apply. The devil thinks he's all, you know, slick, that he's slick, and he did put it together that way. And we are living those days. The census expired on March. I mean, not that expired. The deadline, in many cases, it began, on May 1st. I mean, April 1st. Although I heard that they extended it 15 days more. People in my job here, there, everywhere, a lot of people concerned. They're getting, you know, the Obamacare because they don't want to be taxed at 1% of their salaries or a $95 fee. And pretty much little by little, it's going to be, more complicated than that. I mean, they're going to go and literally knock on your door. Do you have Obamacare? Of course, we're not going to be here for that. But it's a prophetic word that we are living right during the census, just like the first time he came. There is no coincidence that all these things match together. For example, the census, the 9 months, the prophetic 9 months for the peace treaty that John Kerry spoke on July 29, 2013, the 6 months that the five world powers gave Iran not to mess with Israel, and with nuclear bombs, that they all expire. Those two treaties expire exactly on April 29, where, on top of that, a solar eclipse that is couldn't be any more prophetic expires now as well. Not expires, but takes place that day. I mean, everything is, the Lord has been giving me so many details, it's unbelievable. For example, not only that the church is supposed to be living in Passover, because the Exodus took place in Passover. Not only that, but they took the bones of Joseph, symbolizing the dead in Christ, because the dead in Christ were to be taken out of Egypt as well. You see, they took the bones of Joseph along with them, and they crossed the Red Sea. That's exactly what's going to happen now. The dead in Christ, their bones are taken, and we're crossing that Red Sea. And unfortunately, the scholars have been doing a lot of investigations, and I found that not only was on the 14th, but it was actually the same day of the week. It's amazing. It was a Monday to Tuesday. Exactly that same way it happened in the Old Testament. And one of the things that really got me thinking was that all these people don't know, all the scholars, the people that do study the Bible, deeply, they do not know how many days after Passover they actually did cross the Red Sea. It's somewhere understanding that it was 7 days since the Passover, lasts 7 days. In this case, it will be from the 14th, 15th, to the 21st, 22nd. This is to us now this month. But they don't know if it actually took 15 days, which was 7 days after. That will actually put us on the 29th. I believe that it could very well be on the last day of Passover. If not, then somewhere there, 28th, 29th, where this eclipse is gonna happen. And I was listening to, I don't know if you guys know Dr. Owoor, the African prophet. I was listening to, one of his last videos. One of his last videos of a vision that he had of the El Goret meeting that he's going to have from the 18th of this month to the 20th. And the Lord showed him the biggest congregation of saints. He says that from all the history of humankind, in the heavens and the earth. And I was like, and then he said, he who has ears, listen what the Spirit is saying. I understood right away. What do you mean the biggest congregation from in the heavens and the earth? If they're congregating the saints in the heavens, that means they're going to take their body. They're ready to take their body and their new body, of course. They got to come down, get the bones, right? Their new glorified body. And one of the things that he said also was that he saw the cloud of glory come down and then going up again. That is the rapture. I mean, apparently somewhere after, and he ends his, you know, his campaign ends the 20th, and the 21st and 22nd is actually the last day of Passover. Remember that for the Jewish people, the day starts at 6 o'clock, so it will be from 6 o'clock of the 21st to 6 o'clock of the 22nd. That's a very, I will say that any of those 2 days we can leave too. I know for sure that we're here. We're here, and this time in history, the Lord told my son he was going to complete 12. His 13th birthday will be in August. That's why I know Rosh Hashanah is a no-no. And he won't be 13. And also, in Rosh Hashanah, in September, there's no hit plane either. So we have plenty of details that point to Passover in the Bible for the people of, you know, the people of God to leave massively. The only place in the Bible that is registered a massive exodus is in the book of Exodus when, you know, Israel left Egypt. And the rapture is nothing but a massive exodus as well. And glory to God, we're finally here. I mean, we're finally here. I did the count to 2018, you know, for the ones that watched the videos, to 2018, if you count back, because it's 70 years to the dot. And when you count back, the 1,335 days land exactly in Rosh Hashanah. So we know the church cannot be here for the 1,290 days or the 1,395 days. It's to the day. There's no error of one day, nothing. I counted it like 3-4 times. It's amazing. So we're here. I mean, it has to be 4 months before. This is so exciting. I am not afraid of saying it, and then it doesn't happen. I mean, the Lord can do this, the day he wants. But going by the scriptures and following the clues that he gave us, well, it all points, that this is a month. And I know that Shavuot, which is Pentecost, is in June. It's another possible day, but I highly doubt it, because it will go over the anniversary of Israel, and that is not supposed to happen. And here we are.
Here we are.
Anyone? Yeah.
We've had biblical interpretation of why we're in the season right now from Rhody, and then we have personal revelation that he gives to people. God's just rounding it all up together, isn't it? Isn't he wonderful?
He
uses his word,
oh,
and he speaks to his people.
Now that you mentioned this, I don't know if you guys watched a video last night of a guy that says that his daughter, his little daughter, had a dream, and the Lord, she saw the Antichrist appear in everybody's cell phone in the world, saying about how good things were going to be and the peace and this and that. And she heard the voice October. I was like, boy, that is so right on the spot, because that's exactly what the 1,335 days, they start writing Rosh Hashanah is right at the end of September. So it's really October. It's only 6 days of September. So, the dream October, it means nothing but, it has begun. We cannot be here. We cannot be here for that date.
Absolutely. Agreed. Wow, it's so nice having you share with such passion, Rhody. That's what I love. It's passion, it's the Lord, and you bring with you a wealth of scripture. And is there anybody on the line that would like to ask a question or in the chat room? And can somebody please put a link in the comments section to Brother Rhody's video, his last video, because most people here know Rhody and are subscribed to him at RCC, but some of you don't. So if somebody could please sweetly do that for us in the chat room, because there's some people that have asked me for the link to his video. So Rhody, is there anything more to share, or can you answer any questions people might have?
I will answer some questions. I mean, I have so many issues, but like I say, I'm getting old. I guess I need my new body. I forget all them. I have to take notes, and I don't. But, you know, the Lord reveals to you in the middle of the night stuff, and then, okay, I'll write it down tomorrow. And then by tomorrow, you get some more revelations. You start in these. The kids are, it's every, so you don't take the notes, and then you forget. But trust me, there's a lot of more details that the Lord is given. And, you know, the book of Daniel chapter 12 speak. When Daniel actually asked and say, when are these things going to happen? And the angel said, Daniel, you know, seal the books until the time of the end. And this is the time of the end. That's why the Lord is unsealing all these things. And we know that this is what is going to take place. And I can't, I just cannot believe when people tell me that the Great Tribulation is going to be 7 years and that's going to start in 2015. And I'm like, do you know, you know, did you ever go to school? Do you know math? Because Daniel 9:2 says that the desolations of Jerusalem must be fulfilled in 70 years. Which part of 70 don't you understand? And the Bible says that the Antichrist is going to act only 42 months. If we go by that principle, it's only 3 years and a half. I don't care what kind of all the treaties they do. It's only going to last 3 years and a half. And for that, we, you know, you got to count back the 4 months because the Bible says in John 4:35, hey, you guys say that there's still 4 months for the harvest. Like a lot of people say, no, that's in Rosh Hashanah. There's still 4 months. Well, lift up your eyes because the fields are white for the harvest. We're about to leave.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Okay, Brody, do you still have some time? Because I want to play one worship song. And while I'm playing that, we're just going to worship the Lord as a church, and then I'm going to ask people to ask you any questions. Is that okay? Can you stay with us for just a bit?
Sounds good.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to play a worship song, and we're just going to continue to let's just adore and praise Jesus, our King, and thank him for his presence with us here today and letting us meet and encourage one another until as we see the day approaching. And Luco, can you please give me a request? Can you tell me what you'd like me to play for worship today? And by the way, people in the chat room are loving your preaching. Rhody, I just want you to know everyone in the chat room saying, preach it, Rhody. And they're really enjoying what you're sharing. So everyone in the chat room, we have lots of people in there. We have 15 people in the chat room, and they're really thankful that you're on fire right now. Did you have a request,
amen.
Luco?
Let's play Open Arms.
Okay, we're going to worship the Lord with Open Arms. Okay, here we go, by Journey.
Thank you.
love Jesus' open arms toward us. He's coming to get us, church. So excited.
I like to say broken arms in that song because it sounds funny.
Joe said he's finished cutting himself during that song.
Oh, yeah.
I love Joe. Oh, my goodness.
Broken arms.
Okay, so we have our – I'm actually just happy to hear Rhody, like, fired up preaching. That was, like, getting me going. So somebody bring out the preach and Rhody. Somebody ask him a question to bring out the preach in him, please. Does anybody
Rhody
on the line have a question?
Rhody.
Yeah.
Rhody.
Yes.
This is kind of unrelated to the rapture, but I've always just been kind of curious. But what if you, like, shared your testimony?
Sure, yeah. I was, I think I had it online somewhere there, but I'll tell you. I was about 8 years old when my mom turned, lost her mind completely. She was diagnosed schizophrenia, psychosis, and paranoia. So she landed in the hospital for 15 years with string jackets and everything. She was completely fried. So me and my brother grew up from a very my mom is a doctor in philosophy, geography, and history, so she was a very educated person. And so we were until then. When that happened to her, we started, grow up a little bit wild in the world out there. And at 12 years old, I started doing drugs and, hanging out with the wrong people, wrong neighborhoods, wrong everything. By the time of 18, I went to prison, for... They put me there for 3 years. I did only one. It was actually mainly political stuff in Cuba. But I was really a bad dude. But they caught me in, as everyone that didn't like the regime, what happens in communism, they throw you in jail. So they didn't really catch me doing anything because I was really fast to do stuff. But they catch me for being not a communist. I got out of jail, and I had a couple of experiences there, spiritual experiences with demons and stuff, but never really paid attention since Santeria is what rules Cuba mainly, which is that witchcraft. And so it's kind of a, you tell somebody, I've seen that too, and they never seen it too, so it doesn't impress anybody. Anyways, I was desperate to get out of Cuba, have some freedom. So I got here when I was 20, and as soon as I got here, I started listening. The Lord approached me, which with any kind and every kind of person there was, all people, young people, everybody. It was like an everyday thing. Jesus loves you, and so forth. I forgot to mention, when I was 16, I started hanging around with people. By the time I was 16, I had a lot of miles. So I started hanging out with people that were 30, like real bad people. And they all respected me because I was kind of crazy. Back in those days, I would do anything if you defied me or something. So, and besides, my mind was already trained for businesses and this and that, and I would sell drugs, whatever, to tourists mainly because I was born at the beach. And one of these guys that I had really highly respect for him, they used to call him the Greek, came in one day. The guy had his hair was like half his back. Kind of a hippie guy. He came in one day all, with a very decent haircut and the whole thing and the Bible under his arm, and he's like, "Rhody, I met the Lord Jesus." I was like, "What are you talking about, man? I mean, no wonder this guy did so much drugs, he was going to end up like this." I was used to already seeing people, become crazy. I was like, okay, this guy lost it. Anyways, he insisted and took me to a reunion where this, you know, a youth meeting, right, of the church. When I got there, it was nothing but all these goofy young people, really. And but they were all males, and they started telling me that Jesus, you know, loved me, and I didn't know anything about Jesus. So I said, well, these people are telling me that Jesus loves me. They're gay. They were really trying to grab me here and rape me, maybe. So I ran away from there. I ran away. I didn't want to talk to that guy ever again. Last thing I heard, he still hangs around in Cuba with the Bible under his arm, thank God. But I never heard of him again, so I came here. And over here I did disasters. Never fell in jail. I don't even know. I think that the Lord had a plan. Anyways, you know, the Lord insisting everywhere. Hey, Jesus loves you. Jesus this, Jesus that. I thought I was, okay, this is, I guess this is the fanatism in this country is that way. In Cuba, it's communism, so whatever. But one day I received a phone call from my mother in Cuba and my brother. And, well, they were both Christians. First time I heard my mother speaking properly again since I was there. I barely even remember. Because they used to give her, like, you know, 22 pills a day plus the electric shocks she had in the hospital. She could barely speak anything. And she's, you know, very eloquently, again, my son, you know, forgive me for all these years. I love you. You know, I've gained my reasoning, my mind back, and everything sounded perfect until she mentioned the Lord. I was like, oh, okay, never mind. False alarm, she's fried. So they finally made it here. We brought them in, me and my father, we were here. I was really concerned because my brother was nothing but Jesus all day long. And I was like, okay, this is in my genes. I'm going to go crazy any minute now. And I won't even remember the way I was. This is what I was thinking. You know, I thought I was going to, you know, I was going to lose my mind any minute now. This is in the family. And I've been so smart until now in vain. I'm going to go crazy. And I won't even remember who I was. My mom couldn't even tell who she was. And this was really worrying me. And so I did even more drugs to try to forget that issue. One night, I had an overdose in Miami Beach. This overdose was a tremendous experience. I saw a demon dressed in black, kind of a, you know, like these satanic people dress to worship Satan with a hood, black hood.
Like Lucian?
Yeah. So this being that it was darkened than black, spiritually dark, he approached me, and without words he was saying, I'm waiting for your last beat, because I couldn't breathe. And I was like, okay, Rhodey, man, you know, who was going to tell you that you were going to lose your life like this? This is it. I mean, I came to a realization that you're dead. You're gone. And it was only a matter of time. I mean, you're playing with fire. You're doing drugs like crazy every day. So what do you expect? I'm talking to myself like this. I can't even breathe. This is in a matter of less than seconds, way less, milliseconds. Even less than that, human mind is so fast that you have to have an experience like this to understand how long can really last a millisecond. It could last for a long time. And but I said, wait a minute, this thing is evil. What if my mom is right and Jesus really exists? When I said that, in my mind only, that thing flew away at a tremendous speed. I started breathing again, and, you know, I was like, wow. So I went home and said next day, well, I got to take it easy because I'm seeing things. I OD again. Second time, didn't see anything. But I started to get worried, like, man, you know, you could avoid this. So, but I was hooked, you know, drugs, this, that, alcohol, women, cigarettes, all kind of habits. So they would preach me every day. I got worse and worse. I will come in, for example, the work weekend did not exist for me. It's something that I have very clear. Monday, I had to go somewhere. Tuesday, I had to go somewhere. I mean, I had every day of the week, I already had it. And since I was such a good salesman and I was selling cars, I sold so many cars and I made money every day to provide for my hobby. So, yeah, the dogs came after me one time too. Anyways, I was totally lost, absolutely lost, until I realized that I started asking myself, man, you know, life is pointless. Is this all there is? I had already all the pleasures, and, you know, I made a lot of money, and I wasted it all. By 3 days after paycheck, I had nothing. And finally, one day, the Lord paid me a visit. I came in one time, one day in the morning. It's about 7 in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning, somewhere there. And I saw my mom in the living room praying, Lord, please save him. She was crying out of the deepest of the heart. I mean, she was like out of the soul. She was crying like, Lord, save him. And I was all high. I was tripping. But I looked at her and thought, wow, she's really convinced of all this stuff. And I heard a voice that said, today I have listened to her. But I didn't know that it was, since I used to, you know, I was already thinking of myself that I was seeing things and listening to things, and it was nothing, it was only drugs effects. I didn't know that the answer to that prayer was me. So I am not sure if it was next day, although I believe it was next day, but I'm not very sure. I wake up mid-afternoon, 2, 3 o'clock. I'm ready to party, to get out. I had no money. There was nobody in the house. There was no drugs. There was no... I had like 3 or 4 girlfriends. None of them will answer. My friends, nobody will answer. The Lord set the whole thing up for me. So I sit in the living room and I see the Bible there. And I realized that, you know, my mom left it there to see if by any chance I will open it and read it. And I started reading it. And, you know, the first thing I read was Hebrew, the book of Hebrews 11:1. And it talks about the conviction, you know, the faith. Faith is the conviction of things that you can't see. And I don't know exactly in English how it reads, but it talks about faith and the conviction that it's actually the things that you can't see. And I understood the Word of God instantly, like never before, as if you program a computer and now the program is downloaded. I understood the scripture, I tell you, from Genesis to Revelation in one zip. That was it. As soon as I understood that, I freaked out because I knew I was in trouble. I had made fun at this, you know, at this point I made fun of the pastor, of my mom, of my brother. I told them, you know, they were crazy several times, that these people were lunatics, bunch of idiots, this, that. So I said, I'm a sinner. I'm going to go to hell. There is no if or buts. I'm going to go to hell. I'm in big trouble. So my hands, I remember very well, my hands started boiling, both of my hands, right to my elbow. And I went to the kitchen. I opened up, you know, the water. I put my hands up to my elbows in the water. I scared the heck out of me when I realized that it was inside. It was in my blood what was boiling. The water didn't do anything. So I went and set in the... I went and sat in the couch, and I was completely nervous at this point. And the burden of sin, the burden of sin was in my back. I understood now I was a sinner. I was understanding what sin was. And I started crying. When I started crying, the Lord passed through my eyes in flashes. It was so fast. It's sort of like a movie of every evil and bad thing that I've done in my life. And that convinced me even more that I was going to go to hell. So I cried and cried until I heard a voice that said, of all that, I forgive you. Well, when he said that, I felt so unworthy, like all of us. And I cried so much. And I cried for an hour. I mean, my mom came in finally with my father. They were visiting my uncle. And when he came back, I told my mom, Mom, I met the Lord today. But she had been waiting, you know, like 4 years. So at this point, she looked at me like, yeah. Like she didn't believe me, really. Like he's tripping or something. No, you don't understand. I met the Lord. I had an experience here. He forgave me. I know him now. I understand the scriptures. And she, the more that I scare her, like, okay, so he's really aggressive now. Because I remember that I used to break every, they couldn't talk to me about Jesus. I broke every door in the house. I threw things away. I mean, I got really aggressive when they spoke to me. I was completely possessed. And, she got it like 3 days later. She got it like, okay, this guy really met the Lord, because I was 3 days, you know, straight reading the scriptures and praying and praying. First thing I know, I find out they have a night watch in church. I was like, what? I want to be there. I wanted to be at church every 24 hours. So there was a night watch, and I went there. That was my first night watch ever. And I remember that I had read Jeremiah 33:3 like 2 hours before. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee hidden things thou knowest not. And I, you know, they did a circle, about 80 people, everybody by the hands, everybody, you know, eyes closed. They started praying. And about half an hour into the prayer, I'm like, I had enough, man. These people are overreacting here. You know, I was a new Christian, so I had no muscle. And, well, they're overreacting here. You know, I have no words anymore. I'm nothing but repeating myself here. So I tried to let go of the woman on the right, on the left hand. She wouldn't let me go. I tried to let go this other guy on my right hand. He wouldn't let me go. I'm taking it personal. Like, what's wrong with these people? They don't want to let me go. But I realized when I looked at their faces that they didn't even know that they couldn't let me go. So I closed my eyes again, and I'm here. I might as well pray. So I kept on praying, and I started saying, Lord, you promised if I call unto you, not only you will answer me, but you will show me hidden things that I don't know, and I can only interpret that by supernatural things, visions, dreams, wonderful things, angels. I want you to show me. And I started praying that way. In a blink of an eye, I started seeing a ball of fire. It was red, actually. It was a red that it does not exist in this world. They couldn't replicate this color in Hollywood with special effects, not even if you kill them for it. And, you know, it passed by my eyes about a meter away from me, and it was like 2 meters distance that it came up, and then, in, you know, 2 meters distance, it disappeared. I was so excited. I went home that night, and I said, Lord, I am not going to sleep if you don't show me that again. I am not going to sleep. When I said that, the Lord showed me that again. Now, this time, it's about 4 meters from me and double the distance. And I understand that as, I don't know if you ever read where the prophet was touched with the charcoal on his lips.
Yeah.
That's what that was. And well, from there on, I mean, the sky was the limit, you know. I started praying. I was like reading entire nights. I was like entire nights, you know, reading and praying and reading and praying. And I said, Lord, you know, you have to really visit me, because you make no exceptions, you know, respect of persons. You answer to everybody. I know that for sure now. And one night I had a glorious experience where the Lord shoot himself up in a white horse to me. And, you know, he pointed at me and said, and the scroll is written of me. And I could tell you, the Lord Jesus is exactly the way chapter 1 of Revelation describes. It was completely white light, beautiful. I mean, everything was white. And his eyes, this time around, I did not see the eyes of fire. I saw eyes of love beyond any imagination. One thing that really I understood instantly was that tenderness, love, kindness, mercy, authority, power, majesty, every virtue there is was flowing out of him at the same time, all of them at the same time, at their maximum capacity or expression. And they were hitting me. And I'm in love ever since.
Yeah.
You know, I can understand, you know, songs of Solomon now.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply impossible to look at the master and not love him forever.
Yeah. Amen.
And here we are. I mean, ever since it's been, we've had plenty of revelations after that. You know, dreams and visions, many, many that I haven't even put in YouTube because they're very old. But it's great to know that our career is not even going to be our whole life like many people before us. We are the last generation, and we are the ones to hear the trumpet blown, and we are the ones to fly. That's going to be such a – my kid, the 12-year-old, has had so many dreams where he's actually taking off and he's looking down and he sees the whole thing. And that's going to be an experience. That has to be an awesome experience where we're actually flying like a bird and looking down like, oops, see ya. You know, like we're never coming back here. I don't want to be part of no 144. I don't want to be part of nothing. I don't want to come back here ever again. I can say that right now, but it's going to be the Lord's will. But if it was up to me, I'm going to tell you, I don't want to come back here ever again.
Amen.
And because we've suffered here. This is a rough place.
Yeah,
and this is, I mean, for young people, I really fear, you know, my respect to young people because I know that Daniel, I mean, young, I've always had temptations, no matter what the time they lived in. But today is the era of lust and lasciviousness and temptation. And oh, everybody lives in the gym. Everybody has a nice body. Everybody looks beautiful. It's like wherever you look at it, you can't even make it to a mall. And you know, for young people, it's very, very tough. So my hat out to them. But there is a reward greater, far greater than temptation, you know, for those that overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And eternal life really has no price. Priceless, beautiful, wonderful. And I am sure that everyone and each one is going to be rewarded according to their deeds. So the Lord is your strength, young woman of God and young men of God, the Lord is our strength. You should actually, whenever you feel weak, the Bible says, let the weak say, I'm strong. Read the scriptures, pray, and we're about to leave. Hang tight. God bless you all.
Amen.
You too, honey. Thank you.
Rhody, I've had a few questions in the chat room. There's two questions. Some people want to know if you've seen places in heaven, or if you've seen anything in heaven, and other people want to hear if you've had visions, and that there, yeah, there you go. And
yeah.
I think
I
about
have
your
never
son.
Seen any. Yeah, my son has been in heaven. He went in front of the throne himself. He saw the judgment of the church, and he saw the judgment of the sinners. And the church, you know, and the church, you know, he saw all that, and he was, you know, he got approved by the Lord, like you are. The Lord said when it got to him, everybody, there's no man that liveth and don't sin. Enter the joy of your Lord. But I myself never had. I saw the gate from. I have an idea of how the rapture is going to be because the night that I saw the Lord. I saw a gate opened up in the sky. And this gate, literally, it was a gate to a different world. Okay. I've seen fiction movies that you see this gate, and I think I explained it in one of the videos. There is this series of movie, Gateway, or something like that. I remember. Doorway that takes you to another world. But it could be very many, many millions of miles away, but it's like right there when that gate opens, it was like that. I only saw the gate, extreme white light flowing through. That's when the Lord came riding a white horse. Never been in heaven, though. My son, yes, he's seen that. He's been there in front of the throne, and he's had many other visions. He's even been to hell twice. And I was like, Lord, you're taking my 12-year-old to hell? He's seen Satan twice in hell. He saw millions of what people call the gray aliens, which we know that are demons, very skinny with the light bulb head, with the big black eyes like that. There was a line formed. There was a line formed in one side and the other one in the tunnel. And Satan was passing by, and all of this will extend their hands and bow and say, Hail Satan. And you know, he went all the way the Lord took him to where Satan sits in hell, in his throne there. He was completely petrified of scary, extremely scared, and he was accompanied by an angel. And when he called out to Jesus, because he said he didn't even feel secure with the angel, that's how scary it was. He called out to Jesus, and Jesus showed up, and he saw Satan transform his face into such a fearful being that he said that he even felt bad for him. he could simply not. He's scared to death of Jesus. Okay, people have an idea of Jesus that is not even close. That Jesus, that weak Jesus in the cross, is not the one we serve. The one we serve is mighty, powerful, is King of the universe, and the devil fears him to death. He couldn't even look at his eyes. That's how he will shrink. He said, my son said, I saw him shrink like he was a little mouse. And that is the God we have, thank God. The Holy of Israel, powerful in the battle. Any other questions?
How is your mom today?
Wow.
My mom is excellent.
Good.
She's a preacher. She's in Cuba right now, preaching all over the place.
Beautiful.
She's left there 15 days. I think she's coming back tomorrow. She's
beautiful.
Oh, my mom has been since I that was like I've been serving the Lord like 19, 20 years already.
Wow.
My mom is just a regular person like everybody else, like
beautiful.
She used to be before she went crazy.
Yeah, beautiful. You're very blessed. Very blessed.
I have a question in the chat room, Rhody. And
sure.
Chris from Ohio says, Rhody, how is your pastor and friends handling the false dates and timing issues? Of course, she doesn't mean you know what I mean. She's just saying what they call it. They call it false dates, but we know they weren't false dates.
Yeah,
anyway,
no,
how is your friend and pastors handling the false dates and timing issues about the rapture so far? Are they still supporting you? She wants to know.
Well, let me tell you something I did back in 2013. I left the church. Not that I left the church. It's still my church, and my kids still go there. And my pastor is a great man of God. But I realized that, and the Lord spoke to me, certain things are for you. And a few years ago, the Lord gave me a vision with my pastor that he was going to go through some trials and what he needed to do. And I told him, and he did not pay attention. Exactly what he needed to do, he did not do. And what I told him was going to happen, happened. And that told me that the Lord makes no respect of persons. You see, that doesn't mean that you're going to go above the pastor or anything like that. That's not what it means. But you have to respect the authorities, you know, put by God, placed by God. And if they do not share, for some people, giving dates or, you know, or even it's a sinful thing. And the Bible says that you know, everything you do that does not come from faith is a sin. Since for me that is not a sin, but it's a thing of faith, it's a blessing to me. But for some others, it's actually a sin. So what I did was I stopped going to church, and I'm with my routine that I do every day. I preach to people. I read the Word. I pray. My relationship with the Lord is the same one, and He still, you know, speaks to me. Everyone knows when the Lord has stopped, you know, talking to them. When something like that happens, then Houston, we got a problem. But if the Lord is talking to you, then you know that. For example, I'll give you an example, and I have experienced this myself in a very special way. And I am not under any circumstance calling myself Jonah at all. But I understand exactly what Jonah went through when he went and he prophesied and nothing happened. And people that have little understanding claim, but people repented. That is why nothing happened. Well, that's exactly what happened in 2013. People repented. A lot of people, thousands of people repented. And, you know, the Lord told me that he did that because this prophecy was to be fulfilled before the rapture, the sign of Jonah for this evil generation. Not the 3 days in the belly of the fish, the sign of Jonah to the Ninevites. Meaning announcing an event and then the event doesn't take place. Then people relax and then it takes place. Since that is a lot of explaining to do, I don't really want to convince anyone of anything because my prize and my reward is not in convincing anybody but to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That's where their reward is. So I stopped going, and he's called me several times, you know, come back and this and that. But I used to go and pray at nighttime, and, you know, they asked me for the key of the church that I had. And I said, well, if I am good to sit in, you know, in church, and I am good to tie, but I am not good to go back and pray at night, then I'm not good at all. I'll stay in my house. And that's what I've done. But I got to tell you, my pastor is indeed not a man of God, a tremendous man of God. Simply, not everybody has the same minister. Not everybody has the same office. You know, the mouth is the mouth. The feet is the feet. The knee is the knee. The elbow is the elbow. And they don't communicate each other many times. I mean, what communication has the back of your body with your toe? Absolutely nothing. No communication. You know, there are parts of the body that have no communication, although they must love each other because they are part of the body, but they simply don't agree on certain things. But it's simply not the office. It's not the office. You know, if you're not seeking desperately the Lord, He may not show you certain things. But I know that the Lord is coming indeed, and the Lord has told me that you know, one night I was completely broken down, crying, because it's really frustrating, especially in December and January. It was really frustrating, and the Lord told me, you know, don't worry, you'll understand. you'll understand later on. I've done this. And, you know, I felt peace. When the Lord tells you, I got it, don't worry, you know, you're not sinning or anything. This is the way it was. And then, you know, I kept on pounding. But why? Why did you do this? Because, you know, it's not like then he showed me the sign of Jonah unto the Ninevites, that it was a prophecy for the end time. Remember that every prophecy in the Bible, everyone, each one of them, is meant to be duplicate or fulfilled in the end times, in the last generation. The 14 years of Jacob working for Rachel, it's right now. This is the 14 years. That's why we're living in 2014. The 14 years, you know, of Joseph are exactly that. The Lord even showed me when he started in 2014, when Barack Obama was elected in the preliminary elections in March 2004. You count 14 years, and it ends up exactly in Passover 2018. And those are the 14 years of Joseph. Every prophecy in the Bible has a meaning in the end times that we're living in the very last generation, because this is the coming of Jesus. Everything has to do with the Messiah, absolutely everything. There's nothing in the Bible that has nothing to do with the Messiah. Everything has to do with the coming of Jesus. Since everything has to do with the coming of Jesus, you have to look at every prophecy the way it's meant to be. Remember, the Bible says that those were the shadow of things to come. Well, they're here. They've come.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Amen. They're here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Woo! This is really good.
Yeah.
So you're inspiring people here in the chat room and in private messaging me. Somebody said, I really like the way Rhody has forgiven those who've rejected him. And, you know, because you understand they're not rejecting you. You know they're rejecting the Lord. But that's the beautiful testimony of, you know, forgiving those who...
Yeah, really, I tell you the truth. I don't even have to forgive. I feel absolutely nothing. I mean, whoever rejects this, not everybody has the same understanding. Not everybody, you know, some people are simply 30%. Some others are 60, and some others produce 100. So, I mean, if they don't understand but they love Jesus, I'm fine with them. I mean, it's okay. As long as they love Jesus and they're sanctified, you know, they're throwing stones, well... They're gonna have they're gonna really have a surprise. But if they love the Lord, you know, if they love the Lord and they simply don't understand, and that's okay with me. I have nothing to forgive. I mean, it doesn't even hurts me at all. I mean, the only thing that hurts me right now is that someone speaks against the Lord. Like I went to see that movie. Noah, and it's a total blasphemy.
Yeah.
That's something that hurts. But against me or something, that's really, I mean, I really have no, yeah. It doesn't really
right.
hurt. I mean, you know, when you have a principle that if you don't forgive, you can't be forgiven, then it's not an issue. Whatever you do, I forgive you, and that's it. It's over with.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know, Rhody, I like what you said earlier. You said, you know, you have to share what God has told you in terms of these dates that he's given you, the date setting and the revelation. You're going to be sinning if you don't share it. And so when a bunch of people were coming to me in the beginning when our first date passed that God gave my little son, they're like, well, you're going to get on there and apologize, right? You're going to apologize for being wrong. And I said, no, I'm not going to apologize for what God has told our family and my son and for the dates he continues to give us. Why would I do that? That's ridiculous. We never made this up. We didn't make any of this up, so why would we apologize? And so I just love it when you said, you know, no, you're simply sharing what the Lord is telling you and what he's revealing to you through Scripture, and why would you apologize for that? it's ridiculous, you know? It's like, you know, that's God is going to explain to all of us in a blink of an eye. He said what all of this means, all of the waiting. We are going to get an explanation,
listen,
and he's just so
this
thankful.
Yeah, yeah. this is, for example, the parable of the 10 virgins gives you a very clear understanding. If you open your, you know, spiritual ears and eyes, you can see it. The parable of the 10 virgins says clearly that there was a cry in the midnight hour. You know, the Lord, the husband is coming. The midnight hour is not one day or one month or 1 year. It's probably a period of time of 2-3 years, which is what the alarm has been sounding. You know what I mean? That is remember that the clock of the Lord, a day for him is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years a day. So what is the midnight hour? 3-4 years? That's what the alarm has been sounding. You know what I mean? That last 5 minutes. And you know, he's coming. And it's, you know, the Lord gave me understanding that the other day that in the military, for example, they sound the alarm. Everybody runs. Everybody, I don't know if you watched these movies when they sound the alarm and everybody runs. I mean, they run, you know, whether you're in the Navy or the Marine. I mean, you got to run. You got to go get ready, go outside. And you know what? It's only an exercise. And it happens while they're in camp, in boot camp. Those exercises are like, that's your daily bread. But you know what? One day is no longer an exercise. One day you're attacking Iraq. Okay? So that's exactly what the Lord is doing in his army, an exercise. And too bad if people get discouraged. I mean, if you get discouraged over a day, you were never even ready anyways. You might have thought you were ready, but you weren't. If you love Jesus, I don't care what you hear. You stay ready. I don't care what you hear. If it didn't happen, this is not a cult. It's not a cult as a Jehovah's Witness or Adventist of the seventh day, that whatever the days they give are not based on the rapture. They on their own imaginary concept of the sack of lies that they have put together, and they have to justify all that, but it's nothing really like the rapture of the Church of Christ. And that is why many people are confused, comparing, you know, this pagan lies of the devils and these pagan cults that call themselves what they call, and some Christians are looking into, this is no longer a day setting. This is it. This is the time of the rapture. This is no longer a day setting. And if you don't believe it, all you got to do is read Daniel 9:2. It's in 70 years, and we're in 65 years and 11 months. One thing that the Lord showed me, he actually showed this to Brother Steve Steinman, and then he showed me a little bit more deeper, actually, on that revelation. It was about the Westphalia Peace Treaty in 1648, that it was the beginning of the walk of the Church of Philadelphia, which is the one in Revelation chapter 3, the church that goes in the rapture. And those 365 years symbolize the walk of Enoch, or Enoch. And what happened to Enoch? He got translated. Now, this is no coincidence. This is the time of the rapture. All you got to do is count and deduct the time that the 1,335 days will last until, you know, this May 14th, 2018, a week to Pentecost, really, came the count. And you count the 4 months of John 4:35. These are clues. These are prophecies of the Lord. Hey, you know, you people are saying that there's still 4 months. How many times daily do you hear that this is in Rosh Hashanah, that this is still 4 months away? Well, that is a prophecy. Hey, you guys are saying that this is 4 months away. Well, no, lift up your eyes. The fields are white for the harvest. Everything is in place. But you got to know the scriptures. If you don't read the scriptures, and much more, if you don't believe it, well, I can't help you.
Amen. Thank you. It's all about belief. You know, I can't make you believe it. I can't make you believe scripture. I can't make you believe my personal revelation. I can't make you believe it, but, you know, that's the Lord's job. But you're being faithful to proclaim it, Rhody. And everybody here at RCC is being faithful to proclaim it. And we only have about 20 minutes left, so we would like you to lead us in communion, please, Rhody, and then we'll do some worship, and then we'll end the show. And maybe you can just end us off with a beautiful word here. I mean, just everyone in the chat room is loving what you're sharing. We've got a lot of people in chat, and they're just being really touched. So would you mind leading us in communion, Rhody?
Sure. Father in heaven, we thank you in the name of Jesus in this hour, this precious hour, and we ask you as a church united in one in Christ, like in the days of Pentecost, together and unanimous. We ask you that you bless each one that is in the radio tonight, each one of us that is seeking your faith, that is listening and hoping for the blessed hope of the rapture. We ask you that you bless everyone in every state, wherever they're at, that the blessings of your Holy Spirit reach their homes and prepare them and prepare us, each one of us, for that glorious encounter of the weddings of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Father, you're so good. You're so sweet and wonderful. So, Brody, can you talk to us a little bit more about childlike faith?
Sure. Well, you know, one thing that that I think is marking also this blood moons, you know, all these earthquakes that have been happening in Chile. Even the scientists are saying that it could very soon be a global earthquake because the animals are leaving Yellowstone. It's come to this prophecy, talking about prophecies, where the Bible says that even the earth is screaming, "Calm, Lord Jesus." And when you see the animals, you know, dead birds everywhere, it happened again. A bunch of 1,000 birds fell on the ground dead. And when you see the animals of Yellowstone leaving the place, and you see these earthquakes and all the things that are going on, you realize that creation is screaming out loud, "Come, Lord Jesus." So the global earthquake will take place the day of the rapture. And it's something that we know. I mean, that is Revelation chapter 6. And it's now been prophesied by the scientists of this world, saying that any minute we can have a global earthquake. I mean, it's like the Lord is speaking in every way possible that he can. "I am coming, I am coming, I am coming, and I am coming now. I am not coming soon anymore. I am coming now."
Amen.
Soon was, years ago. Now, four tetramoons, this is it. And that's what, you know, a lot of Christians must understand. And, of course, the devil that never runs out of tricks is trying to get us into vanity, into, you know, the cares of this world, and into deceiving us that, oh, the Lord doesn't listen to you. Oh, you don't have strength to pray. Oh, it's a liar. He's a liar. One thing that he's extremely good at, it, and it's the only thing that the devil is good at, is in lying. He's the father of all lies. Now, it's up to you. It's up to us to, you know, believe him or no. I reject that lie. I'm going to give you a testimony. I have a beautiful girl, a daughter, 10 years old now. And when my wife was pregnant of my daughter, one day we went to the regular checkup, and they did the ultrasound, and the doctor, which was a Jamaican lady, this Jamaican lady came out, you know, to us and say, "I have some bad news. I don't know how you're going to take this." And as soon as she said that, I knew that it was the devil speaking. I mean, it's like instantly. But for that, you got to be in the spirit. You got to be reading the word. You got to be alert. How is it that you spot the enemy when you're in alert? Okay, if you're a watchtower, you're watching for specifically the enemy, you're going to spot the enemy when he comes. If you're playing around like David in the time of war, when the kings had to go to war, he was walking on the roof, and then he saw this lady that belonged to another man whom, you know, he even sent the man to get killed. And he committed a great sin, not only adultery, but homicide. And why? Because in the times that the kings were meant to go to war, he was walking on the roof. What are you doing now? Are you walking on the roof or are you at war? We're at war around here. So that was a parenthesis, by the way. And my daughter, you know, in the womb of my wife, this lady said, "Let me show you some pictures." So she took us to a room and showed us Down syndrome, you know, pictures from many other kids. And how the head and, you know, the pictures will look like when the child's in the womb will have Down syndrome. And, my wife was, like, completely freaking out. And I said, "Listen, That is a lie of the devil. And that is the only thing he's good at. It. Now, I tell you right now that if you buy that lie, it's all yours. And I am not buying that lie. I reject it. That lie stays the way it is. It's a lie. And I told that doctor, Doctor, I understand your job and your position, and I know what you're seeing, but I am a Christian, and I serve the Most High God, and he has not given me a Down syndrome girl. That is a lie of the devil, and I reject it. My girl is a beautiful girl, and that's the way it is. And I pray right there, and I rebuked the devil, and we went home. Well, the doctor got mad. Imagine that. I came a few months later, you know, when my wife gave birth, and there she was, beautiful girl. And, well, that doctor couldn't even look at my eyes. And I said, don't feel bad. You did your job, I did mine. Oh, it's great faith you have. Now, it's the grace scripture that we have. The Bible says that we have the most secure word in the whole world, and we better believe it. Amen to that.
Amen. Wow. Great faith.
Amen. So,
I think it's actually better to believe the Lord than to, you know, if you think about it, to believe God is easier than to doubt him. When you doubt him, you get in trouble, and then you end up believing, but now by force. Because you're choiceless. That's when you're a true Christian. And then you end up, for example, what happened to Peter when he walked to Jesus in the water? He drowned, and then he ended up calling, and then so why doubting is finally you're going to have to call unto him anyway. So you better believe from the get-go, and you will save yourself a bunch of drama in the middle.
Amen, Rhody. I wanted to cheer you up with something, Rhody. My little nephew, he's 13, and he accepted the Lord in the summertime, and the Lord fell on him greatly. Not as dramatic as what happened to little John, but he started getting lots of words from the Lord, and the Lord told him in December that he was coming back April 28th. And, you know,
Imagine that.
Isn't that interesting? So he reminded
Listen,
me little Gabriel.
I believe with all my heart. I was talking to Steve Steinman today. And she says hello to you and to all the audience.
Okay.
I was
Our
talking
hugs.
To him today, and I believe, I've always believed, I believe this for years now, not even before this rapture season, years ago. I knew that the Lord was going to reveal the day, and I'm going to give you some scriptures about it. For example, the three kings from the east, did they not come to the exact day of the birth of Jesus or not? They did. Now, did Noah knew the exact day of the flood or not? He did. Now, did Simeon and Anna, the prophetess, knew the day that Jesus was going to be circumcised in the temple or not? They did. Now, is this revealed to too many people? No, it's not. Is only to those that are seeking the Star of David, that are following the Star of David until they finally make it, and, oh, here is the boy. And then they laid the presents. It's not for everybody. It's for the ones whom believe and seek the face of God. But the April 28th, I got to tell you, I came to that by the scriptures. Remember, April 29th is the same as April 28th, because 29th here is 28th on that side of the world. By the time it's 29th here, it's 28th over there. And so, or vice versa. Sorry. By the time it's 29th, it's still 28th here and it's 29th over there.
Yeah.
All right, so now we got it right now. So that solar eclipse, and I know that it'll still be the 28th here. I know it'll still be the 28th here because I have seen through NASA, the spot where it falls, and it's not in America, is in Asia, Australia, and Antarctica. Okay, so that is where the sun rises, in that area over there. So that's the 29th over there already. You see, but over here it's still the 28th. And you know what? The heat play on the 28th. Hallelujah. How about that?
Yeah. Yes. That's some good stuff. Wow. Well, it's an exciting time to be alive, huh? It's just exciting. It's exciting to welcome the Lord together and to have a family of believers here that, and just to know that we can welcome the Lord and make him happy. We, you know, there really is a small group of people that love his appearing. That it's just a small group because we're so obsessed with his appearing that we have become rapture-centric. This is all we can talk mm-hmm. about. It's all we think about. And he put us all together. And it's been such a thing to have Rhody. Please call in more often, Rhody, because it's so nice to
yeah.
hear you. And I love it. Everyone has been so blessed in the chat room. And I know the show's about to end, but... wow. Is there,
well, I called, the last time I called, I was off, and this time I was off today. So it's, you know, car sales is very, I was 8 months off. The Lord supplied the 8 months, but finally he opened up a door. And I understood that the door was so wide open. I understood what the Lord, and I went back to work. I'm preaching there to everybody, you know, and I got some prospects, some candidates to be saved, you know. Probably all of them after the rapture. let me tell you something. After the rapture, we say it laughing because it's really, but the amount of people, I mean, the whole world is going to be completely freaking out. They're going to freak out. They're going to be in total desperation and total panic. And only those that were properly explained, you know, this is what is coming down. Do not be deceived. And those have a big potential of being a gem to your crown in the future. And remember, there will be people saved by your words after the rapture, and those are reward to you as well.
Amen. Yes, remember that. Most of your, a lot of your harvest, like Rhody said, is going to be after we leave.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I just want to read some things in the chat room. Jason says, thank you, Brother Rhody. God bless you. Joe Gretto said, we're so blessed to be a part of this generation. Thank you, Rhody. Rhea from Canada is saying, thank you, Rhody. Stacy and Alana, thank you, brother. And anyway, what a blessing. Well, you guys, until he comes, let's just do our song. We do a song, and this is the song where we do our countdown because we know we're at the door, and we're going to end church on that. So here we go.
All right, love.
stop it early. We have to do our traditional goodbyes, and I love you. I
love you all.
Like 30 seconds left. Love you,
love
Tana.
You
love you, Thea, Pat, JoJo,
everybody.
Pete.
Love you,
Nick.
Judy.
Love
you, Nick.
Love you all.
Love you, Luco.
Love you all.
Tana.
Oh, we have 30 seconds.
Love you.
Hi, I'm on the side of the
Tana.
Like power overheating.
Tana, are you doing
Hi.
The? Are you doing the?
Hi, sweetie.
Are you doing the morning show, Tana?
Nope, I can't do the morning show tomorrow.
No.
Okay,
sorry.
I'll
How about Christine?
Justin can.
How about Justin?
Yeah,
I was still
I
waiting for him to call
can.
In today, and he never did. That's right.
I'm sorry.
He said in block.
He said I made a mistake. He said he meant Friday, but that's cool because you guys did wonderful. But. Anyway, I love you guys.
Yeah.
I'll see you in the air today.
Love
hey,
you.
Nick,
love you
say
all.
Hello.
Love you, Pat.
Love you all.
In the air. In heaven.
In the air.
Hi, Pat. Love, love you.
Love everybody in the show.
Love
Hi,
you,
sweetie.
Love
you, everybody.
Love you, Mary Beth.
Love you, everybody.
Love you, John Boy.
Love you,
Elizabeth.
Love you,
John
Boy.
10 seconds. Spirit and the
love
bride
you,
say.
Go.
Translate us now. Take me from the side of the road. Thank you.
Love you, JoJo.
Love you, everybody.
Love you,
Pat.
Love you, sweetheart. Love
you,
everybody.
Bye.
Good night. See you in the air. Yes.
Bye.
Love you, Roman.